This is definitive.
Eh, close enough.
I tend to say the same things.
It's derivative.
These maniacal fans, and they write jingles.
Off! Stinks!
I don't see the point in writing your own jingle and picking somebody else's.
It's more like Weird Al, but it's sort of better.
This is extremely derivative.
It is bad, and it is done with total confidence.
Original, uninspired.
I'm derivative as hell.
It's 11:04 p.m. on a Tuesday night. That must mean it's time for Derivative. I'm your host, Jerry, and welcome to the show. So we're going to play some new songs today from Steve Lipton right up front. Robert Zolnicki had an idea on the littlesongs.net ideas page. If you ever have an idea for a jingle, the best way to get it recorded is to post it there or to send a message to me at Jerry Negrelli on Twitter with your idea. If you do that, it probably will be dissected and destroyed. If you put it on the ideas page, there's a good chance somebody will actually do what you said and actually record the lyrics that you wrote. So in that spirit, I prodded Steve Lipton, in the spirit of the prodcast, as Steve pointed out, to record this wonderful idea by Robert Zolnicki. So without further ado, here is Beach House in Rehoboth, the latest entry at littlesongs.net.
Suddenly get a feeling, there's traffic up ahead. Construction on the Bay Bridge, crews are in place. Traffic slow backing up now, things that make me rage. Said to a lady by marriage, ask waits for advice. She said, you don't have an app installed on your flip phone device. Never going to my beach house in Rehoboth. Not with Thompson Place. For 600 days. Can't even sell my beach house in Rehoboth. Spend money to remediate. Now it depreciates.
Steve Lipton has promised us a medley of Beach House in Rehoboth and The Hotel with Two Bathrobes, his two different parodies of Hotel California, at this next Jingle Fest. So I'm looking forward to hearing that. The next song I wanted to play up front was a new song by Brad Weiss. If you've ever heard of him, he's relatively new to this whole thing. But Brad Weiss, always so funny in the few jingles that he's done. This is called Old Man with a Podcast, a parody of Old Fashioned Love Song, a Three Dog Night song. And the original song is pretty terrible. The original band is pretty terrible. But this jingle is hilarious, as with everything Brad does.
An old man with a podcast, no longer on radio. He's bankrupted a restaurant just to fetch about an overheated studio. You'll swear you've heard it before as he slowly rambles on. No need in changing that line, cause it's really what he does. An old man with a podcast, Kornheiser, 71. An old man with a podcast, listen till his parking story's done.
A recurring theme on Tony's show the past few weeks and on Derivative has been the t-shirt saga. And while I have seen that some folks on the Facebook group think that Tony is doing this for sales, I think it's totally genuine. I think that he is amused that they can't get the stuff out of there and is giving Michael a hard time and bringing it up. And I think he actually has a good idea to sell these things. But the struggle is real. This is not some kind of strange fourth-dimensional chess marketing thing to get more shirt sales. They're really having a hard time. And now it sounds like they finally figured it out. But I really got a kick out of the recent segment when they walked through the final fulfillment step and Michael made the comment that the shirts had broken him. And if anything is jingle-worthy, a comment like that has to be. So I put together a couple of ideas, put them out there on the Twitter, And I'm hoping that KJ will do one of them soon. But one that I wrote in a few minutes while sitting at a gymnastics practice in Burke is here now for your entertainment. This is called Broke My Son.
So where are we in the shirt chain?
Where are we? The shirts have broken me, Dad.
Among the gifts and heirlooms on the floor of Michael's room lies a box full of shirts like a curse upon.
So if you listen to Tony's show over the past few weeks, you may have heard a rant he went on about Harvard educations and masters in economics and his show not being a boomer show. And I was really curious what that was all about because he never is direct in his attacks. There's always a passive aggressive shot where then under his breath, it's like the person I am attacking knows who they are, right? And so anyway, I Googled that. And I found an article in the Washington Post by Ben Strauss. This is from November 13th. You can find this in the WashingtonPost.com. And the article is interesting. And I'm conflicted here because essentially the thing that upset Tony was this paragraph here where it says, if First Take is a high decibel performance art and Pardon the Interruption is a baby boomer buddy show, High Noon aspires to be ESPN's highbrow offering. This program, hosted by Jones, who is a master's in economics, and Tory, a Harvard graduate, tackles sports, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, I tend to agree with Ben Strauss that many of the shows on ESPN are dumbed down for a broad audience. And case in point is Mike and Mike, a show I have railed against forever, which, praise the Lord, is finally gone. Let's just give a quick shout out to the death of Mike and Mike. In fact, let's play a song.
That show was on forever. God, I don't know why. Who could have possibly wanted 4 hours of those two guys? Silence is better. On my morning drive, if I had to choose between Mike and Mike and waterboarding, it's a tie. Try as I might to avoid them outright, their vapid banter is even on satellite. Pain in my ears nearly brings me to tears.
That show bothered me so much. Listening to Tony Kornheiser on ESPN 980 was what I would usually do from 10 to 12 or 12 to 2 whenever he was on and the various times over the years. But I would often, the next morning, get in the car on the drive to work. And from 6 to 10 a.m. was Mike and Mike. And so I would have it stuck on that channel. I'd turn the car on, and lo and behold, it's that. And so I was always like attacked by the sounds of lowbrow comedy. And You know, Mike, there was the Mike the nerd character and Mike the jock character. And those guys were clearly just playing these bizarre caricatures for a shtick. And it was never funny and it was never interesting. And it was 4 hours. I just don't know how they did it. So I've had jokes on this show in the past, like the Schwitz, where I did a whole show on it. I can't believe I never did a whole show on Mike and Mike. That bothered me so much that that was a thing. So with that said, acknowledging how much I despise lowbrow stuff, I also then, I guess, I'm a little bit taken aback by this insistence that ESPN has to have highbrow stuff. So High Noon, it's fine, but PTI is the sweet spot. I'm not a huge fan of any of the shows on ESPN, but I can see that that's a show by smart people that has content that can appeal to a broad audience, and that is a sweet spot. So this author is really lamenting that, oh gosh, these two smart guys with this super sophisticated content and people just don't get it. And yeah, that may be true, but that's because this isn't the place for that. And so, you know, Tony's thin-skinned and took offense to the whole baby boomer show content. But at the same time, I get why that isn't catching on yet. I hope that it does, you know, for their sake. And it seems like an interesting show. But the sweet spot is going to be PTI. The viral catching people's attention at the bar type stuff is going to be First Take and the yelling shows. I don't know that that show has a home at ESPN, especially as they pivot from more thoughtful or political or other types of content towards highlight shows and hot take shows. That's not something that's really going to fit in there. Anyway, this brings me to, KJ would say, a QE moment. The day that article was released, I actually wrote a jingle that used the word boomer to refer to Tony, and a total coincidence. And the only reason that I did it was the poetry of having the word beamer and boomer kind of mirroring each other. So here's that song now for your listening pleasure. This was recorded the same day that Tony was called a boomer. I just happened to kind of stumble across that same idea in my own head that he was an old man. I think maybe it was because the okay boomer thing is trending on Twitter that I realized, oh yeah, Tony's kind of in that demographic. So here's a song that kind of ties into this whole idea.
His beamer's pulling in, and much to his chagrin, the meters only take Park Mobile. The boomer starts to swear, 'cause he was not prepared. He only brought a bag of change. So
you're listening to Derivative.
The Derivative Roadshow is coming your way on November 25th at 5 p.m. at Beanetics Coffee House in Annandale, Virginia. Be there, and you can join the zero other people that will be in attendance as I record live by myself in a coffee shop. This place has like 6 chairs, so if you show up, it's going to be you and me. But I'll be there recording this podcast in a couple of days live. Probably just talking. I'm not going to have like an amp or anything playing jingles, but we can say hello, and I'll give you a tree frog chapstick for showing up. If you haven't got one of those, you can go to littlesongs.net/store. The fix for chapped lips, the tree frog chapstick, is available now as a gift to all patrons, patreon.com, and to anyone who wants to buy a shirt or something. I will send you one of those things for free. So we got a little bit of time left here. Let's play some jingles here, just from the archives. It's so many great songs. It's amazing to me, as time goes by, how many great songs we have and how they kind of fade into memory. So I wanted to play just a couple of songs that came to mind in this past week as I either heard songs on the radio or as things came up on Tony's show. So here's a couple of topical songs that I thought you might enjoy.
Avocado, a snack you can't call a dud. It tickles Tim Kirchner's taste buds with every bite. He finds a ripe one. Tim knows it's ready for peeling, and he can't shake this feeling that he'll make guac tonight. But Kevin has a forecast that should have Kirchin worried. A forecast that is cold and packed with sleet. Get to the groceries pronto, Tim, before it starts to flurry. And stock up on the only food that you will eat. Avocado.
Robert Berg is the name, and I download in Pittsburgh, PA. It's been about 16 years that I've been listening to TK. My favorite bits include the Heads Draft, the Snackdown, and the B. Arthur Crack. But January 19th of this year is a show that I hold oh so dear. The time Larry King almost died on air, he was really coughing. It sounded like a giant ball of air was strangling his uvula. He went
a hulu.
Larry caught his breath and kept babbling on. His talking compulsion's insane. But in just a few minutes' time, we were back with the hacking refrain. Then he started raving about his son Chance. She and Aunt Eliza looked askance. Is this guy loopy on Sudafed? Why'd you name a kid Chance was the question that went unsaid. The time Larry King almost died on air, it was pretty repulsive. The bronchial tubes were in disrepair, but he just wouldn't stop talking. He went
Chance.
Intergalactic planet island, planet island, intergalactic, intergalactic planet island, planet island, intergalactic, intergalactic planet island, planet island, intergalactic, intergalactic planet island, planet island, intergalactic.
He's the transglobal emperor of the Huffington Post. Ariane is boss, but he's political pope. On anything governmental, he's so dope. If you really want to see, you need a telescope. And when I say telescope, I mean Hubble. Presidents he's interviewed more than a couple. Like a policy bias, he'll burst your bubble. You step to him and you'll be in trouble. Oh, big time shows, he's been a panelist. Honored by Society of Professional Journalists. But much more important than all of this, he's the father of celebrity internet. His progeny knows civics better than you saw. He even knows who's gonna win the next election. Ask him for knowledge, drop a metric ton. He's intergalactic, how would find fun?
Intergalactic, how would find fun? Intergalactic, intergalactic, intergalactic,
Is anybody here? I heard my old friend Dennis, cerebral, cryptic, and obtuse. He confused a lot of people and the average fan of Mike and Mike. Just can't think that hard on Monday nights. Is anybody here? Heard my old friend Tony. We know Aaron Rodgers thought he stung. He annoyed a lot of people, but PTI's still a great show. And the littles used to love him on the radio. Anybody here heard my old friend John? He's a total natural in the booth. He informed a lot of people, and I can say with a total lack of sarcasm, he's God's gift to broadcasting, and that's the truth. Didn't you love the way that they called games? Didn't they try to give a smile to you and me? And they failed miserably. But somehow they got paid a lot more than you and me. Is anybody here heard my old friend Booger? Honestly, I guess that's this dude's name. I thought I saw him filling out the clown shoes of Dennis and Tony and John. The amazing John Booten.
So in the past 7 days, those are all things that have popped up on my Twitter feed. The Avocado Desperado song, people talking about Howard Fineman and Larry King, and then a lot of trash talking about Booger. And hey, I got a song about that. So if you enjoyed this, please send me your feedback, ChineseFood@tkjingles.com. I hope that you are enjoying this podcast, the roadshow format to break things up a little bit. I welcome your feedback. I love your support. And thanks for listening. This is, it's been fun. I'm glad here we are, almost Thanksgiving. This is still going, so hey, maybe we're back. This is going to keep going. I'm hoping to keep it going for you. But I really appreciate your feedback. Just let me know that you're enjoying this. You can leave me a review on the iTunes and all the other places. Just send me an email. Let me know that you did so I can send you something in return. Thanks for listening, and I will be back here Monday around 5 o'clock.
You know he hates those sons of bitches. They don't pay their guests and they don't care. And though it makes him very angry, he's still a millionaire. His show fills your heart with laughter. Your head, you know it stinks. But for me, all that matters is that he lets us sing.